Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Great pleasure to be with you. By the way, you can live stream us. I just learned this today, the things you learn in life. You can live stream us at LarryKudlowShow.com. LarryKudlowShow.com. So that means you can hear us throughout the country and around the world and well into the solar system. And perhaps even the Milky Way. I don't know what the Milky Way is, but LarryKudlowShow.com. Very exciting. And please, during the week, Fox Business, 4 to 5 p.m. every day, the show's called Kudlow. Now, this is going to be great fun. We welcome back an old friend, Arthur Brooks. Arthur Brooks has a new book. It's called From Strength to Strength, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Life. Arthur is teaching school at the Harvard Kennedy School these days. He used to be the president of the American Enterprise Institute. He's an old friend. Arthur, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Larry, what a delight. The great Larry Kudlow. I've been admiring you for, unfortunately, from afar for the last few months because you were so, so busy. Now I get to be back on your show. What a delight. How are you?
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure, too. You know, I was just thinking about this. What I remember when I last left you, which I don't know how many years ago, but, you know, I used to quote you all the time everywhere. People who work are happier. People on welfare are not. And faith, spiritual faith, the religious faith, is a key element in life. And I remember the interview we did together in front of the National Review that time, probably the greatest interview NR has ever seen. I don't know, 300, 400, 500 people. But, you know, your thesis, and you had done all the statistical work, people who work are just happier, and people on welfare are not happy. And, of course, the importance of God in our lives. Now, tell us about the new book, and is that an extension of your earlier work, or are we breaking new ground, or what?
Well, I'm, believe it or not, Larry, what I'm doing is I teach happiness at Harvard. I'm the happiness professor at the Harvard Business School, and I'm trained. I'm a, you know, a PhD social scientist, and that's my background. It's in the science of happiness. Some years ago, I noticed that almost all of the science of happiness is mostly designed for younger people, and that's great. This is what I teach. I teach 27 and 28-year-old MBA students who want to grow up and be Larry Kudlow. Let's not kid ourselves. But what we don't tell people about is actually the secret to getting happier as we age. Most people think that it's just going to, you leave it up to chance. You know, you live right, you hope for the best, you try to get as successful as you can, and then you hope your later years are happier. But the truth is, I have learned over a 7-year research project that was basically, I did it for myself, I'm not going to kid you, was that you can do 7 things. And if you do these 7 things, you can literally be happier at 75 than you were at 25. And the earlier you start, the happier you're going to get. This is a guidebook. This is a 401k plan for happiness for the rest of us. Exactly right.
So give us a sample of these 7 things.
Well, to begin with, the most important thing to keep in mind is our strengths change. The book is called From Strength to Strength because you truly can go from success to success. But the biggest mistake to make is trying to cling to your past successes. Mm. This is one of the things that real strivers do. I mean, the only people who listen to the Larry Kudlow Show want to be successful because they're strivers and doing a lot with their life. The key thing to keep in mind is that early on, you have this thing called fluid intelligence that makes you work hard and focus and solve problems and do better than others. Later on in life, you have something called crystallized intelligence, or your wisdom, which you can use to teach others, to form teams, to take other people's ideas and combine them in new and creative ways. And I give all of the instructions in this book about how to get from one curve to the other so that people can actually get more success and happiness later in life, even than they had early in life.
Well, I think, I don't know, I may be in that camp. I mean, really, it's kind of like the White House years were very helpful. They broadened, expanded my, knowledge. And I come out and I've gone back on TV and radio. And I think it's made me smarter, better, more fluent on more things. And maybe even, Arthur, better able to communicate these things. I think that's where I am.
I think it's true. You know, I've been always an observer of your great career. And early on, you were this brilliant guy breaking new ground, doing things that nobody else has done. You're a teacher now, Larry. You're a teacher. You're a teacher on the radio. Mm. By the way, you were also a teacher in the White House. Every time you showed up on TV, your objective was not to browbeat everybody and win every argument. Mm. It was to inform people about what was going on. You were an economics professor on TV, working for the White House. That's what you are. You're the crystallized guy. You're the perfect example of this. Mm. Now, that's one skill. There's six others that if we want to get happier as we get older, that's not the only thing we have to adopt. We have to do a bunch of other things with our relationships, with our spiritual path, by lifting other people up. And I go through all of these things in detail in the book.
Talk about a wee bit, Arthur, about the spiritual path, please.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we find is that people tend to become more interested in their spiritual life as they get older. And there are a bunch of different reasons for that. But the biggest is that we start realizing, usually after about the age of 40, that the obsession that we have with our day-to-day humdrum existence, my job, my car, my friends, my commute, it's so boring. Mm. I mean, we're obsessed with a thing that's not that interesting. We want something bigger. We want the majesty of existence. So people start reading more philosophy, or they start praying more, or getting involved in the religion of their childhood. They come back to religion. Some people never leave, of course, but some people start coming back to it. You got to do this. Larry, the interesting thing is that what all happy people have in common is that they practice four big habits over the course of their life. This is not just the thing to get happier as you get older, but all of us can. And that is their faith, their family life, their friendships, and earning their success with their work.
Oh, I love
that.
What
you talked about in the introduction to that. This is critically important. Faith, family, friends, and work. Now, how you manifest those things and get better at it as you get older is really the subject of From Strength to Strength.
I love that. Faith, family, friends, and work. You're earning success. That was your big theme years back. And it's very important. Well, I think I fit into that. I mean, look, I go to church. I'm still a churchgoer. And I go to my AA 12-step meetings whenever I can. It's a little harder with the pandemic stuff, but, you do it when you can. And I got to tell you, look, I'm 74, Arthur Brooks. I'm 74 years old. I'll be 75 this summer. And God has been great to me. I mean, that's, I believe God has done for me what I could never do for myself. And I still work very, very hard because I enjoy it. I love my wife. We're coming up to 37 years in our marriage. And I've been sober 27 years. But I feel I am happy camper, Arthur. Here I am Saturday morning. It's a long week on TV doing my show and some other of the segments for the other shows. But I'm a happy camper. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm a happy camper. Not always sure why, but I am.
Well, you've got a lot of your hygiene for happiness on point, Larry, and this is a critical thing. One of the big mistakes that people make, however, is they say, if I could only be as successful as possible, if I could only have all of the worldly successes of money, power, pleasure, fame, then I'd be happy. But that's actually not true.
No, right.
Well, you're a well-known guy, and you've done well financially in your life, but that's actually not the reason that Larry Kudlow's happy.
No.
The key thing to keep in mind is you need to make sure you're not addicted to the successes of the world, but that you're establishing your root system, that you're walking your spiritual path, that you're facing your fears, you're jumping onto your new success curve. And, this book, basically what this book is, and by the way, Larry, I wrote it for me over a seven-year period.
Mm-hmm.
I had it in notebooks in my office, and my wife said, you got to publish this. And I said, I don't know. You think people are going to like this? It's the number one New York Times bestseller right now.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And the reason, it turns out, well, and again, this is another secret to happiness. Your wife is always right.
I'm going to get the book and read it, I promise. You know, it's funny, when we put the show together, Susan Varga, who really runs everything in my life. But she said, when you're talking about the war, she said, we need some happiness on this show. And so here you are. Arthur Brooks,
absolutely.
It's a pleasure. We'll do this again soon. The name of the book, folks, is From Strength to Strength, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Your Life by Arthur Brooks. Thank you, Arthur. Great stuff. Folks, I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to the happiness of the oil market. So please stick around.
Larry Kudlow.